In the headlines, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick humbled and honored by his nomination to become Barbados's next president. Airbnb operators scrambled to assess the fallout from tough new measures in the tourism accommodation bill. Barbados' National Day celebrated in Japan, and Minister Kay McConney delivers the feature address. And Barbadian treasure Dame Avacine Carrington celebrates her 107th birthday. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Former health minister and retired military officer, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, says he is elated at the possibility of serving his country again following his nomination to succeed Dame Sandra Mason as president of Barbados in November. However, Colonel Bostick told Starcom Network News that he remains respectful and mindful that the selection process is not yet complete.
I am elated, of course, because this, of course, is a significant step in my life. But I'm not engaging with the public or the press in any big way at this time because it's a nomination and the process is still ongoing. And out of deep respect for that process and the Parliament of Barbados that has now to ratify that recommendation, I've been keeping quiet, but of course I'm happy and I'm elated to continue giving service to the people of Barbados.
Colonel Bostick added that on the previous occasions, like the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, he is grateful for his military background, which has kept him prepared to serve.
The experience, my training, the exposure that it brought me, and the fact that it allowed me to develop as a leader over time, that has resulted in whatever achievements or successes that I have had over the years. It really goes back to that training because that has been the foundation.
Former health minister and retired military officer, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, now Barbados' presidential nominee. Well, Barbadians have welcomed the nomination of retired MP Jeffrey Bostick following the news that Prime Minister Mia Mottley and opposition leader Ralph Thorne signed the official nomination papers, clearing the way for his appointment. Barbadians in Bridgetown praised his hard work, stressing he's one of the best persons for the job.
Yes!
He's an honest, straight it, no nonsense, go for a person.
He will do great service to Barbados because of his background also and the leadership that he demonstrated during the COVID period. I know that he would excel.
I believe that he should be president ever since.
He give us down here, the young fellows down here, work. Coming on to the COVID-19, he was a master of it.
They can find a better person. My personal opinion is that he did well. He didn't only do well for constituency, but he also did well for the country. And he put in tireless work. And I believe that he really deserved that spot. One of the best things he have ever done is get him work for the young people on the block. Those young fellas that you see on block, the Nelson Street, everything is no longer there, they're working.
If I had a choice to make, I would make Jeffrey Bostick the president of Barbados.
Residents in and around the city of Bridgetown, small businesses in the accommodation sector, particularly those involved in Airbnb rentals, are already holding major discussions following government's announcement yesterday of stricter regulations under the Tourism Accommodation Bill. President of the Barbados Entrepreneurship and Tourism Association, Don Pollard, while welcoming the oversight to ensure high standards, noted that the measures, including fines of up to $250,000 for failing to register and have properties inspected, could place pressure on an industry that is still developing.
We tend to support our environment, the persons within our sectors. We don't have big companies come in and do the cleaning for us. And data comprises of not only shared economy individuals, but persons who own boats, persons who have taxis or car rentals. We had one or two small cafes involved with us, but with all these restrictions coming out, a lot of them have decided to back off. Yes, I do agree that the bill is necessary in some areas. We have found that there are persons renting their places in a substantial manner. I myself would not go to some places where I see some of the tourists go. You have somewhere at $25 a night. I would not go in those areas.
President of the Barbados Entrepreneurship and Tourism Association, Don Pollard, in the lunchtime edition. The Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute of Technology has unveiled two new scholarships through partnerships with Corporate Barbados. Automotive Art will fund 10 awards for students pursuing motor vehicle engineering and vehicle body repair, while Nirvana Construction has introduced a scholarship for past Parkinson Memorial students beginning full-time studies in masonry. Both agreements were signed at the SJPI yesterday, providing a boost for young Barbadians training in careers in automotive and construction. Principal Ian Drake spoke at the signing ceremony.
I want to take this opportunity to thank Nirvana for really adding to the scholarship awards that we have at the SJPI. And this is where I say that these are exciting times, and they continue with the Corporate Barbados really entrusting in us to keep our technical vocational education going in a very positive and dynamic way, so that our young generation will be able to benefit from such meaningful and productive scholarships, as they have small challenges that we can allude to and fix during their time at the SJPI.
SJPI Principal Ian Drakes. It's National Day of Barbados in Japan at an expo in Osaka. Under the theme, Designing Future Society of Our Lives, Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment Kay McConney told those gathered earlier that collaboration between Barbados and Japan has always been progressive, and new initiatives will come to the fore with focus on sustainability and also research on care and aging populations.
We are island nations, heavily influenced by the ocean and by environmental and climate challenges. We both are active on the world stage promoting peace, diplomacy, and sustainability. We both prioritize education and have highly literate populations. Barbados and Japan are tourist destinations with charming appeal. Additionally, both of our nations rank among the countries with the highest per capita occurrences of centenarians globally.
Ironically, a remarkable milestone today, as one of Barbados' oldest citizens is celebrating her 107th birthday. Dame Avacine Carrington, founder and former principal of Maryville Preparatory School, marks one of the more than a century of a life and decade and legacy. When Starcom Network News reached out, Dame Avacine was resting at home, but her daughter, Shelley Carrington, thanked the nation for the outpouring of love and well wishes.
She's doing as well as can be expected, but first let me offer my thanks to all those persons who have called so far. We've been inundated with numerous phone calls, and we're very grateful for all this lovely sentiments that she's had. At her age, obviously, she does have some issues, but overall, we think that she's doing fairly quite well. You know, she still has her cognitive abilities. She still problem solves. She still spends time in her garden, and she can still prepare her own meals. So we are very grateful for all that she has still at this age.
Shelley Carrington, daughter of centenarian Dame Avacine Carrington. Dame Carrington ran the Maryville School for over 40 years, teaching several prominent Barbadians, including Prime Minister Mia Motley and Starcom Network's very own general manager, Anthony Green. Our top stories. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick humbled and honored by his nomination to become Barbados' next president. Airbnb operators scrambled to assess the fallout from tough new measures in the Tourism Accommodation Bill. Barbados' National Day celebrated in Japan, Minister Kay McConney delivered the feature address. And Barbadian treasure Dame Avacine Carrington celebrating her 107th birthday. This has been the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.